They don't give Oscars to dialect coaches, but their work stands behind many fine performances. Morning Edition is talking about coaching on Tuesdays this month. Today, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg introduces a woman who's coached many an accent onto the big screen.
Jessica Drake helped Johnny Depp speak Castilian Spanish in a movie. She got Gary Sinise into Harry Truman's Missouri Rhythms for television. And Jessica Drake shaped Tom Hanks' speech patterns for one of his most famous roles.
Hello. My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump. Do you want a chocolate? My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
This is something everybody thinks they know how to do, that accent, Jessica Drake.
Yes, but everyone thinks they know how to do most accents. That accent in Forrest Gump is actually quite specific. The author of the novel based the characters very loosely on one of his closest friends. He had such a heavy Point Clear Alabama accent, and we took him and we melded him with the accent of the young man who played Forrest as a little boy. That pattern of what's called upspeak, so that everything sounds like a question. My name is Forrest, Forrest Gump.
So that's really creating an accent. What do you do in the case where you need to convert somebody's accent to something else, which we hear all the time? And I guess what I'm thinking about is those Australians and getting them really to speak American. You coached Russell Crowe, for example, for L.A. Confidential.
I got a couple hours before I have to be at the Victory. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
Rain check,
come
on. Partner. Nah, I got a hot date.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Who is he and what did you arrest her for?
It's confidential. I'll see you later in the week. We'll do the town on me.
Yeah? I'll bring my wallet just in case.
For that one, I went out and recorded some LAPD officers who were born and raised in Los Angeles. And I have to say also that Russell really enjoyed watching Dragnet.
Hi.
And listening to Joe Friday.
He Is that the way you it. Always work, by the way, going out and using tapes of one sort or another and then playing it back and back and back to the actor?
I listen to those tapes ad nauseum, and I break them down phonetically. With the actors, I give them to them, and I really ask them to just sort of listen to them in their spare time and absorb them.
I bet the trick is really hanging on to the accent through the entire performance. I've seen lots of movies where they sort of lose it three quarters through, and then they get it back again.
That's why I'm there on the set while we're shooting. I mean, in an ideal situation, I've had a lot of prep time before we start with the actor. Then when I'm on the set, that's exactly my function, is to run in between setups and, if necessary, between takes and kind of put people a little bit back on track. And then finally, in the miracle of the technology of movies, we come back in at the end for something called ADR, which is automated dialogue replacement.
Oh, you dub it over and do it right.
Well, you can if you need to.
Yeah. Have you had Americans you've had to deal with who simply need to speak American more clearly?
Yes. For example, someone with a heavy New York accent or a heavy Southern accent wanting to sound more general American.
So if I, as a New Yorker, say talk, you're going to coach me into something else?
That would depend on what you were going for.
Let's say I want to be a farm wife in Iowa. Help me talk the way she would.
Talk.
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 Yeah, it's flatter. And if it was going to go Southern, for instance, it would be more rounded in a different way than it's rounded in New York. It would be more talk.
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 Right. Oh, so I'm moving my mouth differently. I'm putting the sound in a different place, too.
That's right. And that's something I spend a fair amount of time talking about, is placement and what's going on with the articulators. It is very different.
Are some accents more difficult than others, or are they all the same depending on who you're trying to get to do it?
I think probably the second choice is more accurate. Yeah, I think it depends completely on the actor.
Los Angeles dialect and speech coach Jessica Drake. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington. Any final words? Whatever accent you please. How about bye?
Bye. We could do a lot of those. We could do boy. That would be more Irish. You know, I love New York things like goodbye. Yeah, see you later.
Next Tuesday, the conversations on coaching continue with a woman who teaches adults to read.